It's another day on planet Earth. Another afternoon on ABC Radio Brisbane. And this is another edition of The Brisbane Files.
The Duke of Sussex officially marked the arrival of Invictus Games by raising a flag on Sydney Harbour Bridge. I marked the occasion by having a closer look at places in Australia named Sussex. So far I've counted over 60 places in Australia called Sussex, most of them are streets. And I've counted 26 different Aboriginal nations which have the name Sussex mapped onto their country. Among all these places named Sussex, there are a couple that look like specific references to a Duke of Sussex. I'm looking at an old sketch of the town of Sydney made around the time that Thomas Brisbane arrived to be Governor of New South Wales. It's got a Sussex Street. It also has the Government Garden marked out. That was the venue for the cycling on Sunday. The Sussex Street refers to the first Duke of Sussex, the son of George and Charlotte. On this map, the Duke is presented as part of a family. His mum and dad get some streets named after them, and so do his brothers, Dukes of Kent, Cambridge, York, Clarence, Cornwall and Cumberland. Much closer to us on Quandamooka country, we also have a Sussex Street in a neighbourhood with many of the same names you would encounter on a 20-minute walk from Sussex Street in Sydney to the Invictus Games cycling in the Botanical Gardens. The streets of Alexandra Hills provide a bit of an update on the family of the first Duke of Sussex. A scenic walk from Hanover Drive to Windsor Street reveals a kind of family tree. The street names outline a transition from the House of Hanover to the House of Windsor. They track across two centuries from the family of the first Duke of Sussex to the family of the second Duke of Sussex. This year's Invictus Games will emphasise the role played by family and friends of people who have been wounded in service of their country. So with this in mind, I've picked a street in Alexandra Hills for my Invictus story. Flinders Street is not far from the Sussex Street on Quandamooka country. It was Matthew Flinders who pulled the trigger while he was ashore on Quandamooka country. He shot an Aboriginal man in an incident involving some sailors' hats. 4 years later, Flinders was back in Quandamooka country, and this time he was in trouble and looking for drinking water after a shipwreck. In his journal, Flinders wondered if the people at Malumba would remember him shooting someone on his last visit to their country. He wrote this: "Perhaps they'd heard of my expedition to the Glasshouse Bay in 1799, and had they attempted anything against my two men, we were prepared to give them a volley from the boat, but happily for both parties, we were not reduced to the necessity." The Quandamooka people provided his crew with drinking water for their onward journey to Sydney. The hospitality and the courage of the Quandamooka people, despite that bad memory of Flinders and his crew, stands out to me as a story of their Invictus, unconquered spirit.
That was The Brisbane Files on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.